The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with MasterCard. Indulge your passion for food with exclusive dining experiences at priceless.com.
Well, we're joined now by our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly. Jess, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's been a busy week with Black Friday and Cyber Monday, of course, and we've a lot of questions. But you want to mention Virgin, first of all?
Yeah, there's been a few different bits and pieces. A number of people have gotten in touch over the last few days because they've had contact from Virgin Media, who we know host, you know, broadband, TV services, the whole shebang. And there's a few different things happening. So firstly, you may have received an email from them saying contract change. So if you get an email from them, it'll say in the subject bar, important contract change, and that'll be a notice that will inform you that they're making some changes to their discount policy. So up until this point, those who use the self-service option, so the My Virgin Media Hub online, received a discount. Now, it was a €3.51 discount, but that is being done away with come January. And the reason is that every customer now that signs up a Virgin Media has to use this portal anyway, so it doesn't make sense to give a discount.
And what do you use
people.
It for? Paying your bill or making complaints or what?
It's all the interaction with the company, basically. It all happens in this online portal, so you don't have to deal with
humans,
basically. So that's one change. But then a second change that's happening is that they're increasing the price as well. So they're saying that they've done their best to keep the price change to a minimum. So it's going to be €1.50 of an increase. However, this does change the terms of the contract that you as a Virgin Media customer have. So you have the opt-out, you can opt out of your contract, basically. But, and this is not good news for you, unfortunately, but the other big providers, so we have Air, Vodafone and Sky, are also increasing their broadband prices too. So no matter what way you turn, you're probably going to be paying a little bit more. Now, €1.50 isn't a huge amount.
Yeah, but if you add the €3.50 that you were saving plus €1.50, it's a fiver.
It's a fiver. So again, it's not an ideal situation to be in. You do have the opt-out clause. What I would recommend you do is go on to somewhere like bonkers.ie, and because they're very good at putting...
And check out which is the best deal.
Exactly. See what's out there. See what you use. A lot of people are paying a lot of money and they're not utilising all their services. What happens is you see the bundle price and you think, oh, well, that's good. You know, if I watch, you know, say 20 hours of TV a week, you know, I'm getting really good value there. But realistically, you might even be sitting down to watch TV for 2 hours and one of those hours might be on Netflix. So do you really need the top end TV bundle? There's so many options out there now. We know that Now TV exists. Sky hosts that service. That's a subscription model. The big issue is trying to segregate from these bundles. The providers say it offers customers great value. You know, you get your TV, your broadband and your landline with us. I don't have a landline. I don't have a TV package. I just want my internet, thanks. So okay. It can be a little bit hard to do. So shop around, be wise. And I definitely would just kind of look around and see what else is out there at the moment.
Okay, some of the questions now coming in. My son has just gone 12 and looking for a phone for Christmas. What suggestions?
This question came in. A few different people, you know, starting from sort of 10 up to 14, looking for the first phone for Christmas.
Starter phone.
The starter phone. There's one model in particular that I've been so impressed by, and that's the Huawei Y6. So it's a phone, it's less than €200, but it's a very good phone, a very good camera on it, very easy to use. What I also like is it's Android. What I would say is if Santa is going to bring your son or daughter a phone for Christmas, I would get an Android phone and I would put in your Gmail address so then you can see what apps they're downloading. You won't be able to see the content on the phone, but you'll be able to see any of the apps. So if there is an instance like the SimSimi app or anything like that, you can see if your child has that on their phone and delete it remotely.
Yeah, we might actually get you to put something online.
100%, yes, indeed. Yeah.
What does Jess think of the OnePlus 5? It has 8 gigs of RAM and 128 gigs of memory for €550. Michael.
The OnePlus range are incredibly popular. You may remember a lot of people were texting in about a year or two ago about the OnePlus 3. I've never actually reviewed one of the OnePlus phones, but I was actually in, I can't remember what sports store I was in the other day, and a guy came up to me and was asking me about it, and he raves about it. He absolutely raves about it. So I personally haven't reviewed one, but I've heard such good things, and that is good value in terms of spec for €550.
Hi, Jessica. I was wondering if you know if there's a replacement for the Kill Biller app. Apologies if you've answered this question in the past. That's from Alan in Cork.
Do you remember the Kill Biller app? This was an app that used to look at your usage on your phone and tell you, you know, that you use more data than you use minutes, or you use text more than you use whatever. And the app unfortunately no longer exists. The only thing that I can find that is kind of similar, and I do use it quite a bit, on the Comreg website. So if you go to comreg.ie, there is a very good facility whereby you can kind of create a guesstimation of your usage. But what that then does is scan around to find the best mobile deal for you. So it might be, you know, with ID, or it could be with you know, Tesco Mobile. It may not be with some of the bigger providers that you'd instantly think of. So that's the only thing I can think of that would offer an alternative to the Kill Biller service.
Next one, I need a new iPhone. No upgrades available. Any offers out there?
Not really, no.
They don't do that. And then they tend to control it, don't they? If one store has 10% off, they'll all have 10%
off.
They'll
all, yeah. And you'd be lucky to get the 10. There was 5% off for Black Friday, but I think that has gone. What, again, and we've spoken about this a few times, is I'd look at the refurbished phones. If you go to the Apple website, apple.ie, and then if you look at the refurbished section, you could find an iPhone there. But unfortunately, no, they're not great at the old discounts.
Looking to buy an MP3 player for my son this Christmas, and I don't want to buy Apple. What are the choices? All he wants to do is listen to music.
You know what? It's actually very hard to find just a pure MP3 player. But Power City, I was up in Carrick Mines over the weekend, and Power City have a great selection. Sony seem to be sort of dominating in that space. They have everything from the very basic FM radios to the touchscreen interface MP3 players. So it depends on how much you want to spend. They start at around 30 quid and go up to just under 200. So I would look at the Sony brand.
I bought a new phone last week, but have yet to move over to it, as I'm afraid of losing my photos and WhatsApp messages. Can you please tell me how to back it up in an easy way?
Okay, so I don't know if it's an Apple phone or an Android phone, but it is very easy to do, so don't worry. So the first thing to do, WhatsApp messages, if you go into the settings on WhatsApp, so open the WhatsApp app, go into settings, go into chats, and it'll say backup chat. If you have a Gmail address, I would highly recommend you back that up to your Google Drive.
Yeah.
Then when you download WhatsApp onto your new phone, it'll automatically change across because it's associated with your number. In terms of your photos, again, I would associate your phone with a Google account, a Gmail account, download the Google Photos app. It'll take a good while, depending on how many photos you have, to transfer everything across. There's also a brilliant, you know, if you download an app now, I think it's called Phone Clone, and what that does is literally pulls everything across from one phone to another. So, and that's everything from your call log to your messages to your photos. It takes ages. I did it myself last night, and it took me about an hour and a half to get all my stuff across, but it's a good option.
More questions here. Can you recommend a portable battery pack that will contain enough juice to keep my iPhone 6 going throughout the entire day? Battery life has gone to pot and not due an upgrade until next June. And again, on the upgrades, who knows?
Yeah, that's a pain in the face. There's one that I use absolutely every single day, and it cost me €22 in Harvey Norman. It's by a brand, it's Urban Trust, and it's a 4,400 milliamp battery life in it. So that'll charge up your iPhone 6 maybe 1.5 times over. It'll definitely give you a top up to keep you going throughout the day. But it's not, what I like about it is that I carry it in a small handbag the entire time, because some of these lads can be quite bulky.
My son is doing art in college, a lot of drawing and projects which need a high-tech laptop. The models he's looking at ranging between 700 and 800. Would Jess be able to make a suggestion? Also, would there be a possibility we could source one with the discount? That's from Christine.
These are, you know, when we do our back to college thing every year and we talk about specific requirements and how it can be tricky and more expensive to find ones, I fear that may be in this bracket. What springs to mind instantly is the Surface Pro 4 or the Surface Pro, the newer version.
They tend to be dear.
They're quite expensive.
Because I have a question here on the text screen, just come in. Is the Lenovo Yoga artist version a good buy for a 10-year-old girl who's mad into art and wants a laptop? This has a Halo keyboard. I want her to use Windows, Excel, etc. Any other recommendations, a better option?
Yeah, the Lenovo laptops are very good. The only thing I would say is I haven't actually reviewed the Yoga model as of yet, but what this is, for those who don't know, it's kind of, if you can fold the keyboard away so you can have just the screen, it turns into the tablet. So it's a beautiful device. I haven't personally looked at one as of yet, but those type of ones where you can buy a stylus to colour in or to draw along on are very good. But as I said, the Surface was the one that sprang to mind in this instance, but they do tend to be a little bit more expensive. If you can hang on to the post-Christmas sales, you may get end-of-the-line stock, old models, that kind of thing. So you may get it a little bit cheaper.
I have a new iPhone 7 for 2 weeks. After 1 week, I noticed a scratch across the screen. The phone wasn't dropped or anything, and it's in an OtterBox case. Took it back to the retailer, who said they would take the phone for assessment, that it would take 5 days, and a new screen is €170. What are my rights on this? Is there an issue with the screens? From Garrett in Dublin.
I haven't heard of an issue with iPhone 7 screens, and I do know quite a few people, and a few people have, you know, texted and tweeted about their iPhone 7s, and I haven't come across this problem. It's a very, very tricky one because, you know, you may have done a very small, you may have thrown it into you know, a backpack with some keys or something like that. Something silly may have happened, and it may have been the case. If you can't prove that it was there out of the box, unfortunately, you may be slightly snookered. But if you can email us some more details to patkenny@newstalk.com and we can take a look.
Jess, a 12-year-old, would like a first laptop for Christmas with an add-on which would allow him to compose and arrange music, or perhaps her. Any recommendations?
Yeah, so what I would say in that instance is to try and find a decent laptop that will try, hopefully tick as many boxes as possible. HP have some great offers at the moment in Currys PC World, in Harvey Norman, and in Power City. What I would suggest, there's a lot of free software out there that you can get. There's a program called Audacity, and I use that quite a bit, and you can just kind of hook up a microphone and edit to your heart's content. That's it's a free option. So what I would say is buy a decent laptop with some good storage space on it, and then look at your options in terms of free software. If you want to spend a good bit of money, you could look down the Mac route again, getting a refurbished Mac, because the software, there's a program called GarageBand that comes installed on every Mac computer. That would be a good option for your son or daughter if they are very interested in music.
We did our extended family Chris Kindle last week. Our budget is €40 per person. I got my 12-year-old cousin. She's into technology and Harry Potter. Beyond that, I haven't a clue. Any tech suggestions? €40.
Do you know what would be quite good? And we spoke about it before. There's a little speaker you can get, and it's only quite small, but it pairs up to devices via Bluetooth. It's called the Jam Speaker. And again, I think it's around €29 from Harvey Norman. Good pair of headphones as well. You can't go wrong. TK Maxx tend to have great tech selection as well. And that would be within your budget, hopefully.
Okay. Would Jess recommend a HP Sprocket photo printer or Instax camera for my teenage daughter?
Sprocket. I received a Sprocket last week, and I am obsessed with it. Every inch of my desk is now covered in this. For those who don't know, it's a little printer that pairs to your phone via Bluetooth, and it can print out photographs instantly. There's no ink involved. It's called Zinc, so it bleeds onto the paper. The inserts, I think you get 20 for €10 or €12. You can bulk buy them on Amazon, and I would highly recommend it.
Where can you get a dash cam? What's the best one to purchase, bearing in mind battery life, etc.?
I would look somewhere like Halfords and stuff like that. The thing, if you're getting a dash cam, you just need to be very, very careful in terms of what you're using it for, data protection, that whole shebang, because we know that GDPR is coming in next year. And if you're going to be capturing images, you have to firstly alert people that you're going to be capturing them, and also have a data protection policy, so that if I walk by your car and I'm in your dash cam, I can demand to see that content. I can ask you what your data protection policy is and to be deleted. It's a pain in the face.
All right, Jess, loads of stuff coming in. We'll have to defer them until next week. We'll certainly have enough to keep us going.
Yes,
Jess Kelly, thank you very much.